Welcome to the I Speak FSBO podcast, where we pull back the curtain from the real estate industry and expose everything they don't want you to know. We share tips, tricks, myths, and truths to fight against outdated real estate traditions so you can sell your home for top dollar without having to pay a dime in commission or sacrifice your time. It's time for homeowners to take back the power and break up the monopoly. This is the I Speak FSBO podcast, and this is your host, Josh Knox.
Hey everybody, what's up? It's Josh with the I Speak FSBO podcast. Welcome to this episode. I wanted to talk about home warranties in today's episode, and one, how you can use them, and two, how you can use them to incentivize buyers, especially as a for sale by owner. And then, you know, why they're important to use in a home sale. And something that people don't often think about when it comes to home warranty, and that is renewing it yearly. So having said that, let's get started. Now, home warranties are really great. Even if you have a brand new home, let's say you built a brand new home, most builders will give a one-year warranty. They have a warranty wagon or whatever they call them, and they'll come out and do any repairs in terms of the construction of the home or whatnot. But home warranties are good for even new homes after, even for a brand new one. So if you are in a situation where your house is a little bit older, you know, the water heaters or the heating and air conditioning system or heating and cooling system is a little bit older, right? Maybe you've owned the home for 10 plus years and you never had to replace it. And when you got it, it may have only had another few years life left in it, whatever component that is. This is where home warranties can really sweeten the deal for a buyer. And that's because they take care of things that are not taken care of by homeowners insurance, right? So, I can do an entire episode on homeowners insurance and my experience with it and how it's paid out to me in the past. But generally speaking, homeowners insurance covers, you know, things that go wrong with the house, heaven forbid a fire or, you know, flood damage. That's why there's all these kind of disaster cleanup companies that exist. That's because homeowners insurance will oftentimes take care of that. It also, you know, covers earthquake if you have that kind of rider and specific flood zone. Not just when I said flooding earlier, that means like if a pipe were to burst in your house and flood, you know, if the wash machine broke down or the water heater broke down and all of a sudden you got a flooding problem with that. But then there's, you know, other flooding things that have to do with natural flooding from bodies of water, lakes, rivers, streams, all that kind of stuff. So anyways, home warranties take care of the other things. They take care of if the air conditioning condenser blows up and you're under that warranty, you have a small deductible instead of, you know, a $3,000 to $5,000 bill or whatever these companies are charging in a lot of circumstances. And it does depend on what the company charges. The podcast is not about, you know, how much these individual items cost specifically, just to give you a ballpark. I mean, to get a water heater, I just spoke with my brother the other day and he was having to replace, he has two water heaters. And so for him to replace the water heaters was like $1,000 a piece. For the equipment and then for the labor to come out and do it. And so when you're talking about a home warranty, it will cover that stuff. And then you can get specific other riders that go with home warranties. And so they become really valuable. And when you're in a home sale as a seller, you could use this to incentivize a buyer. Now, it is common practice in my experience for a seller to offer a home warranty anyways, or for a buyer to at least ask for it. It can be about $500, $300 to $500, depending upon where you're at in the country. They can get more expensive, but generally speaking, that's a good average to think about. And so, you know, when a buyer is making an offer on a property and they say, well, we'd love to have a home warranty included, oftentimes sellers have no problem including that. Now, for you as a home seller, you could And as specifically as a home seller on your own, you could actually offer that as an incentive for a buyer to come without an agent. Now, I've mentioned this in a different podcast. This is something that builders do to encourage buyers to come through their model homes without an agent and to go through the whole process without an agent. They'll incentivize that buyer with an upgrade in the house. This is the same. This is the same principle, right? So if you were to put out an ad, say on Zillow or on Facebook or on Craigslist, and you were to say, hey, buyer's agents are okay, but if you don't bring a buyer's agent, we'll buy you a 3-year home warranty. Well, let's say that home warranty is $500. So you spend $1,500 to incentivize them to come. Well, if you're selling a $300,000 house, and you're willing to pay $9,000 to a buyer's agent to bring you a buyer, $1,500 is a whole heck of a lot cheaper than $9,000, right? You can do the math. So if you offer that as an incentive, I mean, you could offer 3 years, 5 years, and it's still less than paying a buyer's agent to bring you a buyer. And as buyers are out there searching for properties, so many of them are searching for properties without including a real estate agent in the transaction. And then sometimes they'll, and a lot of times, to be honest with you, the statistics support this. A lot of the times the buyers will start their search without a real estate agent. They'll go on to a Zillow or some other place like that. And you, I've said this in a different podcast, so this is just a side tangent. Zillow was there for real estate agents, for them to advertise and pick up new clients. So, you know, if a buyer were to find your listing on Zillow, your phone number, believe it or not, is like the last thing that Zillow wants to give out. They'll do it. But when you click on that property owner link in Zillow, as a consumer, typically the agent that is spending the most money in that area will come up first as the person to contact, not you as the homeowner. So if you as the homeowner, just as a side tip again, put your name and number inside of the actual Zillow listing rather than just letting Zillow publish it for you, you're going to get better response as a home seller. So side note, take that and use it to your advantage. But if you were to put that information in there about the home warranty incentive, there's a good chance you're going to find an unrepresented buyer before a realtor has a chance to get to them and sign them up to a what's called a buyer broker agreement. And that will work to your advantage, right? Not only will you find a motivated buyer that way, but you'll find an unrepresented motivated buyer. And if you go back and listen to my podcast on why working with an unrepresented buyer is in your best interest, not just from a financial standpoint, but from other standpoints, you'll understand why this is important to offer this incentive. So you use the home warranty to your advantage. I mean, you can certainly offer other incentives if you feel like it's necessary, but a home warranty is such a good one because when somebody's buying a house, it is a value add to them to get a home warranty to protect them, right? It's that peace of mind for them to go, look, that we like the house, we're going to get it inspected. Let's say the inspector finds a few things, you're willing to make some changes or give them a few concessions, but you're also willing to give them that home warranty. Again, it's just that peace of mind for that person buying the house. They're like, well, look, if the inspector missed something or we missed something, hey, these guys are giving us a 2 to 3, maybe a 4-year home warranty. We're covered. And think about that as yourself as a consumer. I mean, when you have that peace of mind that what you're buying is going to work out for you, it makes buying something so much easier. And so by offering the home warranty in that way, you're giving that potential buyer, okay, I feel good about this. I really like the house. I like how it's laid out. I'm going to make a few changes here and there to fit my style, but it check marks all of our boxes and we're going to get a couple of year home warranty. That's a good deal for us, right? It just becomes in the buyer's mind such a more solid deal, right? It's like buying a car and the dealer goes, hey, I'll give you a 50,000 mile or 100,000 mile warranty on this car from bumper to bumper. Well, it just takes the worry out of the consumer's mind, and the home warranty does the same thing for home purchases. So, you know, keep that in mind when you're listing your property and use it to your advantage when you're putting your listings out there. And if you were to choose to put your property on a local MLS, I would still say the same thing. Hey, because on an MLS, you're typically going to offer a compensation or an incentive to a buyer's agent to bring you a buyer, right? That's how the market kind of gets you. But if you also put in the listing description, hey, unrepresented buyers, if you choose not to work with an agent, we'll give you X, Y, and Z. And it could be, you know, 1, 2, 3 year home warranty, whatever you decide there. Just do a little bit of research. I mean, in your area, you can do a quick Google search and look for home warranty companies out there that'd be willing to do that and their prices. So simple information to get a hold of, but very powerful in the buyer's mind to get that warranty as part of the contract and as part of initial offer. And maybe you don't have to start with a 2 or 3 year home warranty. Maybe you can start with, you know, a quote unquote comprehensive home warranty to be included for unrepresented buyers. And then as you get into that, right, and you start having conversations with people, you know, if you're not getting offers or something like that, then you could add the next piece, right? Or if you are getting offers, but maybe they seem a little bit wishy-washy, the buyer does, then you could add an extra layer with an extra year of home warranty, right? So I have seen this work for people. I once knew a couple, I mean, I still know the couple, but they lived in a house for 30 years and bought a home warranty every year. And because of that, they were always covered. It's an extra layer of homeowners insurance, although it doesn't cover the same things, right? But it's an extra layer for, you know, $40 to $50 a month that when the heating system goes down or when the air conditioning system goes down, or you can even put appliance riders on there, right? If the washer and dryer break, or if the fridge breaks down, or a freezer. If you're just invested into that home warranty, when that year finally comes that stuff breaks, then you're covered, right? You have a small deductible and you're covered. And I mean, for crying out loud, washers and dryers are going for $1,000 to $2,000 per unit. A refrigerator can cost $2,000 plus. An air conditioning condenser can cost, you know, $3,000 to $4,000. Water heaters, like I mentioned, $1,000 a piece installed. So if you spent $300 to $500 a year on a home warranty but got those things covered, I mean, in your mind as a homeowner, it's a really good thing to do, but for the peace of mind for that buyer is really a tremendous amount of value. So that's one way to incentivize them. I'll talk about ways to incentivize buyers on another podcast that, you know, are really great things that don't take a lot of money from you, that solve challenges for buyers when they do buy a property that they may not be thinking about. So anyways, as always, I hope that was helpful to you, and I hope to see you on the next podcast.